Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting an environmental summit to get underway. About 150 world leaders are expected to attend Monday's start of the United Nations Climate Summit. The goal of the summit is to limit average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius, perhaps less, compared to pre-industrial revolution levels. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of protesters Sunday called for the adoption of worldwide environmental controls. The protests in Paris turned violent, with police firing tear gas and detaining about 200 demonstrators. The Paris demonstration was one of the more than 2,000 planned for Sunday around the world. Syrian activists say airstrikes believed to be from Russian planes killed at least 18 people and wounded 40 in northern Syria. The strike is reported to have hit a busy marketplace. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes happened in the town of Arija. The European Union Sunday agreed to a $3.2 billion aid package to help Turkey deal with the current migration crisis. The agreement came at a meeting in Brussels. Donald Tusk is the president of the European Council.
We discussed a range of important areas such as counterterrorism, energy, trade, as well as geostrategic issues of common concern. But obviously migration was the primary reason why we all met today.
The largest group of Syrian migrants arriving in Europe this year has passed through Turkey on their way to Greece or Bulgaria. Pope Francis has called on warring parties in the Central African Republic to lay down their weapons and support efforts to end sectarian strife. The Pope arrived in the CAR capital of Bangui Sunday to promote peace and coexistence. This is VOA News. Israel has suspended diplomatic contacts with the European Union related to the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. That action is being taken to protest an EU move to label products manufactured in Israeli settlements in the West Bank and other Israeli-occupied territories. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced the move Sunday, saying contacts with EU bodies and their representatives will remain suspended until his government completes a re-evaluation process. Voters in Burkina Faso cast ballots Sunday for a new president and parliament. 5 million registered voters were eligible to choose from among 14 presidential candidates. Officials have begun counting the ballots, and the first results are expected late Monday. The Democratic Republic of Congo's president, Joseph Kabila, says the country will hold what he calls a national and inclusive political dialogue. The agenda appears to be focused on elections, and some observers believe the president has his own future in mind. Nick Long reports.
DRC President Joseph Kabila's speech comes a week after his invitation to the United Nations to help recruit an international facilitator for a political dialogue. In his speech broadcast Saturday, Kabila laid out reasons for holding this dialogue, all linked to upcoming elections. He mentioned disagreements over the voter list, the election timetable, and the security around elections, all of which he said could undermine the process. He noted that previous national polls in 2006 and 2011 were marred by violence between political parties. Nick Long, Kinshasa.
The U.S. government has ended its bulk collection of data from telephone calls of millions of Americans. The move follows a controversy that erupted with a disclosure by former government contractor Edward Snowden of the secret collection program. The U.S. National Security Agency will now employ more tightly targeted surveillance methods. Turkey said Sunday it is returning the body of a pilot who died after parachuting out of a Russian jet that was shot down by Turkish forces last week. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said the body was taken to Turkey late Saturday and was being treated according to Eastern Orthodox tradition. Thousands of people have gathered in Turkey for the funeral of prominent pro-Kurdish lawyer and human rights activist Tahir Elçe. Elçe was killed Saturday during a gun battle between Kurdish rebels and security forces in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir. Two policemen were killed in the violence. Leaders of Afghanistan and Pakistan are expected to hold an ice-breaking meeting on the margins of the UN Climate Change Summit that starts Monday in Paris. Pakistani officials and a group of senior Pashtun leaders say Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has agreed to meet with Pakistan Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.